Harper Paperbacks and Harper Audio present A Brilliant Life, My Mother's Inspiring True Story of Surviving the Holocaust by Richelle Unreich, read by Rachel Griffiths, with an introduction and sources read by the author.
Hi, I'm Richelle Unreich, author of A Brilliant Life, and I wanted to explain how special it is for me and my family that the truly superb actor Rachel Griffiths, a previous Oscar nominee, is reading my book for you. Rachel first met my mother, Mira, in 2000, since my mother was the landlady of some flats in Melbourne. Rachel's then-boyfriend, Andrew, lived in one of them. It was there that Rachel first encountered Mira when she moved in with the man who would become her husband. Rachel and Andrew had two of their children while living there and knew both my parents, Mira and Manny, well. My father, Manny, would pull her over for a long talk, as he would have called it, a schmooze, whenever they saw each other. Rachel only realised when she was reading A Brilliant Life why my father liked saying her name so. His mother was also Rachel, and she had been killed in Auschwitz. My mother, Mira, adored Rachel. She loved her directness and lack of affectation. Rachel and Andrew would occasionally be invited over with their family for a Shabbat dinner. And sometimes her eldest children would bounce around in my mother's apartment as she would try to sneak them both lollies and television. "Beautiful children," she would say. By 2015, Rachel had been out of that flat for some years when I saw her at the opening night of a show at Acme Museum in Melbourne. I had not long before found out about Mira's cancer diagnosis, so I promptly confided it to her. She was visibly upset. The next day, I get a call from Mira. "You will never believe who is here with me. Rachel." It doesn't surprise me that Rachel had immediately gone over to see my mother. Rachel always seems to have her priorities straight and is generous with her kindness. In that way, very similar to Mira. When I asked Rachel if she would consider reading the audiobook, she never hesitated. She said yes immediately and made her crazy busy schedule work around it, squeezing in sessions late at night and on weekends. I sat there with her and realised how invested she was in the story. She could barely read the pages about my mother's final days without getting teary and several times had to stop to compose herself. Other times we would laugh. Rachel once said, "I've just read the part about how your mother can't believe how many people helped her in the Holocaust." Her asking, "Why did they help me?" And then she added, "I know exactly why. It's her. Mom would have done anything for her. She's doing it to me now. She's the reason I'm sitting for 16 hours in a recording studio." Rachel said this with extreme fondness, of course. Hers is an act of generosity that I will never be able to repay, but knowing Mira as she did and happening to be one of the finest actors Australia has ever produced, I feel so grateful that she became a part of A Brilliant Life. I hope you hear the beats of love between her words. They're there, I know, because I heard them myself. For my father, Emmanuel Manny Unreich, 1916 to 2005, the first champion of my writing, I carry your name with the utmost pride and love.
Preface, Melbourne, 2016. My mother's always told her stories perfectly. When her grandchildren were little, they would long to stay overnight at her house, in part for the nightly ritual of hot chocolate and the heavy European bedding that wrapped them up in a bubble of goose down until they succumbed to sleep. But mostly for the magical way she could tell a story. She would give different voices to each character, her expressions veering as wildly as the plots. She was a master of improvisation. If the small listener cried out that they wanted an enchanted kettle, for example, she would quickly introduce one, and each tale finished on a triumphant note. But today, as she tells me the story of my birth, there are no funny voices, no extraneous details. She is matter-of-fact, deliberate, the way she is whenever she talks about the past. It goes like this. It was 1966, and my mother, Mira, was 7 months pregnant. It was her fourth pregnancy, and while the others were eating...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?